Okay, as an introduction to the Shara of Avodas HaElokim, the truth is that it's a little bit out of order, because the Shara of Avodas HaElokim is really before the Shara HaBitachon, but after we've discussed for quite a few weeks the concept of Bitachon, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fulcrum, the essence of Shara B'Tach, the starting point of Shara B'Tach, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ratzon, is to be Meitiv, and even when we see things that seem to be not Toiv, ultimately we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, is L'Toiv. And that's a major essential in Shara B'Tachin. So I think that when we recognize that, take a time to start Shara Avodas HaElokim. And I've given out sheets over here with the beginning of the Shara Avodas HaElokim. If you look at the page, you'll see that the top of the page has prose, and on the bottom is something called Leif Toiv. The Leif Toiv is not really so much a translation as it is a flowing paraphrase, okay, of the words of the Chavos HaVavos. The Chavos HaVavos wrote in a very interesting fashion, and sometimes it could be cryptic. One word could be six words in the Leif Toiv. So the Leif Toiv is a very faithful pirush. It's a very faithful. So we're going to read it. It's much easier to read in Hebrew. And by way of introduction, we have to understand, and this is really the theme of tonight's shiur, that Avodas Hashem is the natural response to the recognition of the Toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. In truth, Avodas Hashem is Hakoras HaToiv. Very simple. And the truth is, before we even start what he's saying, what he's going to say, we'll see inside, the idea of Hakoras HaToiv, of recognizing the good, but not only recognizing, you see, the Welt things that recognizing good means, thank you very much. Thank you very much is a response, is a conclusion of recognizing good. In truth, what Hakoras HaToiv is having the recognition of your own, of the Toiv that you have. It's not thanking the one that gave you. That's something, that's a responsibility one has after you recognize the Toiv. But a person has to recognize the Toiv to be able to be makir Toiv. And just as by way of introduction, the Aseres HaDibros start, right? The Ten Commandments, all day, you'll start with one, they start with Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hatzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the Rishonim all ask, what do you mean Asher Hatzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? I'm the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So some Rishonim say, listen, the faith in the Amunah that a person has to have is based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. However, there are some Rishonim that say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us something. You know why it's incumbent upon you to listen to the Ten Commandments, to listen to the Aseres HaDibros? It's incumbent upon you to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you owe me. Asher Hatzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I redeemed you. I was Meitiv to you. You have to be Meitiv back. You have to recognize that in a tangible way. And in truth, that's Avodas Hashem. And if you look at the Svarim, in the classical Svarim, you'll see that there is a fixation in the Svarim, of an overriding fixation on Midas. And the number one Mida is Hakaras HaToiv. The number one midah is to recognize the toiv that someone does for you. Not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but interpersonal relationships. In fact, it's very interesting. Chazal tell us, HaKoifer toiv l'chaveiroi, soifoi l'chfa b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who is not trained to recognize the toiv that they get from someone else, that person will ultimately be kofer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's training ground. It's natural. It's normal. It's a normal response to recognize now the person listen, you know. Now, this is one of the real reasons when you go after the Chavos HaLevavos, after the Shaar HaBitachon, you understand, right? Right? The Shaar HaBitachon teaches us nothing is you, right? It's never Koichi V'Oitzim Yodi. It's never my power. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we recognize that everything's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, that not only allows us to philosophize and contemplate our navels and realize, wow, this is great, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really should be calmer, and I shouldn't worry. Yeah, 1 second, you know, now that you know that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he's given me a lot of things. I have Baruch Hashem, I have so much. And so much to appreciate, right? When a person has that response, he has to realize that has to prompt him to action. And that action is Avodas Hashem. In truth, the whole Shaar Avodas HaElokim is something that really, the point of the Shaar Avodas HaElokim, and this is something that should speak to all of us. The Shaar Avodas HaElokim is to explain to the person that he can't just go through life by rote. A person could go do the mitzvahs, and he could learn Torah, and not have a deeper appreciation for what he's truly doing. The concept of the Shaar Avodas HaElokim, what Rabbeinu Bechaya wants to teach us, is to give us an appreciation for the depths of what Avodas HaElokim is. So this is the Hakdama that we're going to talk about. We're going to look at it inside. We're going to be faithful to the words over here. And we're going to try to break open this concept of HaKoras HaToif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar HaMechaber Hoyil Uveyarnu. This is on page Kuf Pei Aleph, the first page there. Okay? Since we've explained B'Shar HaYichud Es Choyva LaHamin B'Leif Sholim Be'achdus HaElokim. In the Shaar HaYichud, a person has a responsibility to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echod, is one. There is only one God. There is only one power. There is only one power in this world that everything is under his control. That is Shaar HaYichud. Ubiyana b'Shaar HaBechina Es Darkei HaYisboninus B'Toyva Shaar Hashem Meitiv L'Vnei Adam. When a person delves into, in the Shaar HaBechina, the Toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitiv L'Bnei Adam. And perhaps, after the Shaar HaElokim, we're going backwards. Then maybe it's a Shaar HaBechina after we finish Shaar HaElokim, which Shaar HaElokim will take us a while. But the recognition, to recognize that Toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, you know, the true Oivdei Hashem can take a walk, and that walk, and look outside, and that can be a tremendous spiritual experience. You look at the sky, you look at the sun, you look at the moon, you look at the flower, you look at Rabbi Victor Miller used to talk about an apple, you know. Talk about an apple, it's an unbelievable thing, an apple. You know, it tastes so good, and it has a perfect skin around it to protect it. And that little membrane, when it comes off, what happens to the thing? Right, turns brown, right? It turns brown. So it has this perfect membrane to keep it perfect, and it tastes so fresh. There's nothing like a good apple, right? And inside it, there's little seeds, and those little seeds, they're just, you could plant another apple tree, and you can grow apples. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable. I'd be misbinding when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, there's a mission in Perkei Yovas, a Peladic mission. The Chassidus should say a Pshat in the mission. It's not Pshat in the mission at all, but I'm going to say over the Pshat. It says that when a person's learning, right? A person's learning Torah, umafsik, and he's mafsik, and he says, Kameno Ilonze, how beautiful is this tree? Harilkil is Chayav Benafsha. I'm paraphrasing the Mishnah. He's like Chayav Nisa. Why? Is he Chayav Nisa? So Pashup Shad is he's learning Torah. You're learning Torah. Then you go look at a tree. What are you looking at a tree? How beautiful the tree is. You should be learning the Torah. What are you stopping for? I once heard a Chassidus Pshat. I never saw it inside. My Shver told me this Pshat. He said, because you think it's a hefsek. You think you're stopping your learning. If you're learning and you look at a tree, you see how gorgeous the tree is, that's also learning. That's also learning about beautiful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's a beautiful thought. Umafsek, you think it's a mafsek. Oh, you're mafsek, you're learning. Then you chayav benafshei. But if you realize the beauty of the Bria, and you realize that that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's learning a Gemara too. It's the same thing. That's...
some people really believe that it's not good to you know, enjoy things like that too. Because I've heard it said once.
What
that
do you
it's,
mean?
You know, not to be so, to look at a tree and say, oh, it's so beautiful, that you're wasting time doing that. You know,
well, that
should be.
Okay.
You know, like you just,
well,
and I've heard people say that maybe that's not a good thing.
Well, there's certainly place in a person's, for a person's emuna to appreciate the Bria. In fact, we said over a Gemara in Yerushalmi in Peah last year, where the Yerushalmi Soif Peah, I believe, that says that a person is going to give the cheshbon in this world if there's a fruit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that he didn't eat. Because we're placed here to experience God on many levels. We're here to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Torah. We're here to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His creation. And certainly a person has to prioritize, and a person has to focus, you know, focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, but he has to appreciate that too. And in as much that brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's functioning on that level. That's this point is by Tovus Hashem, Hashem made it with the Adam. Oleinu lahazkir achrei shorim va'ela es hachoyva hamuteles al ha'adam, the responsibility that is upon man kishet toivos ele bruros loy, when these toivos are clear to him, v'hi kabolas avoidas v'elokim kimoyshe mechayir haseichel es bekabel hatoiva, as is logical. Okay? The logical conclusion is, God, you gave me so much good, I have to be mekabel avoda to worship you. Which is what the seichel, what logic dictates. Lahoidois, to be moida, ulahakir toiva lemishenet, and to be makir toiva to that has been made to you. And I'm just going to read quickly the ma. Im kishim mekabel adam toiv mechaber, if a person is mekabel a toiv from his friend, who chayav lahoidis lo lahakel a toiv, you have to make a toiv to a person. Lamroi shebekavonas chaveroi moireves pinio laazor laatzmoi hu. Now he's going to say something which is a beautiful concept, and it's a little bit a denigration of man's motivations. But what he's going to say is the following: any toiv that a person can do for you. And he's going to discuss the different relationships of doing good. There is always an aspect of self-interest. It is rare that you will find someone who is 100% altruistic. Everybody does things, and there's just a little bit, at least a little bit, of self-interest, of ulterior motive. Okay, very rarely will you find, and we find the mushroom in tzedaka, right? We find the different levels of tzedaka, right? There's a level of tzedaka where a person goes and he gives barabbin the tzedaka. Then there's a level of tzedaka where he gets it to the ani with the ani without the ani knowing. And then there's a level of tzedaka where he doesn't know who the ani is, the ani doesn't know who he is, and nobody in the whole world knows about it, right? That person is like, there's very little ulterior motive, but the truth is, does he not feel good? Does he not realize he's getting a mitzvah? Does he not realize he's getting schar? So even that person is going to have some level of ulterior motive. Says then, Lamroi shebekavonas chaverim moireves pinia lazo la'atzmoim. V'hu loy heitiv misheloi, ela mishel Hashem. And when a person goes and he gives something to someone, or helps someone, or lends someone money, or gives stock, or helps his friend, or helps his friend find it, or whatever it is, he's really giving something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ain't toibasa tmidus, and it's not forever. A person helps someone, right? It's a temporary fix. Most times, in Cain, Allah has kama v'kama sheha adam chayev lahakir toivul elokim ulekabel alatzmai esav aydasa tmuras roif chasada v'tevoisav asher ein bohem kol kamaiches. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, is there any ulterior motive other than to give? No. So the Chavos HaVavos is setting forth a very simple mathematical equation, and he's going to explain it in a second, a little better. That when a person does a favor for someone, right, you have to be makatoiv to, right? Now let's say a person tries to do you a favor, he really goes out of his way, doesn't work out. doesn't work, a guy tries to find you a job, a guy tries to make you a contact, whatever it is, and he really goes out of his way. Do you have to be makatoif to that person? 100%. 100%. Ah, you didn't get anything out of him. Yeah, but he expressed a rutzon to help you. It's really his rut. When you're thanking someone, right? It's not, you're not thanking him for what you got. Because the truth is, what you got didn't come from that person. Who did it come from? It really came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you did get is his goodwill. So what you're really thanking a person for is his rutzon and his desire to help you. Now, the truth is, many a time, it's not totally altruistic. And still you have to thank that person. Allah has kama v'kama, a person who's mative to you with absolute altruism, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly you have to be mative. You have to be thankful. Says the Chayim Vosav Avos, U'mehanochoyim levar b'scholus hashar hazeh esu afanam ashonim shal atoyve shebnei odom metivim zel hazeh. And he's going to go technically, he's going to go in very, 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 in very much detail. And the truth is, for the Hashkofa Sheboy, we really could go through this very quickly, but he's going to bring up a point in every different type of relationship. He's going to talk about father-son. He's going to talk about master-to-slave or employer-to-employee. He's going to talk about all different types of relationships. And how each one, a person has, is a relationship of mative to mutav, mative to one who's being mative to the one who's getting the toiv, and the responsibility of hakaras hatoiv. So let's try to get as far as we can tonight. The case that heim chayav lahakar toiv lev avurim, kidei shenovim mizeh. We have to understand from these prototypes. Alachas kama vekama, anu chayavim l'shabeach ulahoydes labayri yisparach al roiv chasadov. The goydel tuva iman on the roiv chasodim that he does, great toiv that he does with us. The nazchil b'mashabor lanu ki kol mishehetiv lanu. We're going to start with what's clear to us. Anyone who does good for us, anu chayavim lahoydes loy, we have to be moided to him. But oisa mida shehu hiskaven lazon lanu. Person does good to us. What is our responsibility to be meitiv to him, to be makar toiv to him? If you make a toiv, commensurate to the measure, the midah, that he had kavana to help us. The gamim lemaisa nifzer meitiv lehetiv lanu. Even if lemaisa, it didn't work out. The glal, because, eiza siva, shemona oisa mikach. For any reason that it was nimna that he can't do it. Anu chayavim lehoydes loy al kavanosoy hatoiv. He has to be, we're mechuyiv to be moided to him on his good intentions. Since we know that it was in his das to be mative to us, the same is the opposite. Exactly what we just said. Sometimes the toiv will come to us, someone who doesn't really, he's not so interested in helping us, but something good happens. We're really potter from being having. In other words, let's say someone has absolutely no intention of helping us, but we get a good, something good happens. You don't really have a responsibility to be made to thank that person. So for a Gemara, I think he's coming off a Gemara. If you remember the Gemara, I don't remember. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara talks about how La'asad Lavoi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to gather together all the Umas Island, he's going to judge the Romans and judge this one and judge that one. And each one's going to say, what are you talking? You know how many bridges we built for the Jews that they can travel to go learn, and how many bathhouses. Kodesh says, listen, you did that. They happen to have gotten Toyo. You did that for your own good. You had no intention of helping them. There's no Hakaras HaToyv for that. Hakaras HaToyv is for intention. The truth is, by the way, this is a concept that is Al Pi Kabbalah. It's a concept of Chlal. You know, the Welt says it's the thought that counts. The truth is, it really is the thought that counts. Now, sometimes a person thinks he can get away cheap with the thought that counts. It just means he's not thinking too much, because right. But the fact is that Al Pi Hasforim, what does it mean to give a gift? Something we've spoken about, Pasha's Truma. What does it mean when a person gives a gift? I give you something. Why is that an expression of anything from me to you. It's because I gave you something. It's because I thought of it, but it's more than that. I'm giving a piece of myself. You buy your wife flowers on Shabbos, for Shabbos, you're giving her a piece of yourself. You buy a person a gift, you're expressing a little bit of yourself in that gift. It's me. You're giving a bit of yourself. A bit of yourself in that. And the truth is, but if you have no intention, right? You say, here, right? When I told the story, I told the story by Shalosh Shudas, no? It's a Gevaldik story, I don't know if anybody was here. A guy walks into yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, it was a couple of years ago. And he looks very dejected. He's a newly married fellow, you know. And he looks a little down, whatever. And the yeshiva looks at him, he calls him over, he says, Yanko, you know, what's the matter? So he said, I had a fight with my wife, and I walked out, and I came to yeshiva, whatever. So he said, listen, go out, you go to the makolet, buy flowers, and go home and give it to your wife. Okay? So the guy says, okay. So he goes out to the makolet, buys some flowers, goes home to the door, his wife opens the door, she sees her husband with the flowers. Big smile on her face, she was so excited. And he says, here, the Rashiva told me to give this to you. Okay. That's giving, you know what I mean? That's not giving, right? He gave her the same flowers, right? But it's the thought that counts, right? In Hakara Satoiv, the Chiv of Hakara Satoiv is that. The Chiv of Hakara Satoiv is for the you in the gift. It's for the you in the Toiv, and not the thing, right? In relationships, by the way, many times in relationships, relationships are based on what I can get out of a relationship, right? That's very goal oriented, very goal based, but that's not a relationship. That relationship is, you know, that relationship is based on things. It's not based on emotion. It's not based on real things. It's not based on a real relationship. Okay, as the Chazal say, Ava tluya bedaver, batel hadaver, batel ava. And ava is totally in a daver, right? Let's say a person loves someone because he has a lot of money, right? Because he's going to get a lot. He gets a lot of money. The guy loses his pants, right? If his whole reason is they have money, that's his, right? There's some people who, you know, who only have relationships with their parents because they're counting the Yerusha, right? If the parents had no money, they wouldn't recognize it. Okay. So, Zakta Chavis HaVaroth, let's go a little bit. V'chasher nizboinen batoibos, shebnei odem meitivin zel lozeh. When you look at the relationships of mativ, person being mativ to another person, right? That all of them can be incorporated in five different categories of love, of giving. Toivas ha'av libnoi, a parent to his child, or her child. Toivas ha'odoin la'avzoi, a master to his eved. Toivas ha'osher la'oni, the rich man to the poor man. The rich man gives the poor man. He adds over here that there is an ulterior motive in what? He's going to get schar by giving money to the other. Sometimes a person gives because he wants kavod. Or he figures he'll barter his taiva. He's going to taiva for this person, and that person will do a taiva back to him. Yeah. When he's going to need him. The taiva of the strong one to the weak one. Because he's merachim on him, he has, listen, sometimes a person feels very, very badly. Now, when he gives, you know, this person is a terrible tzar. Now, you know, there's two words in English that people confuse. Something called sympathy. There's something called empathy. What's the difference between sympathy and empathy? Nobody knows the difference between sympathy and empathy. I think everyone in this room is a college graduate, no? No? You didn't college graduate?
Empathy is when you actually feel it.
Oh,
sympathy is when you just feel sorry for him.
Right. Sympathy means you feel sorry for him. Empathy is to quote a former president who was not such an erlich person, I feel your pain. Okay. Empathy means you're in pain. I'm in pain from your pain. Sympathy is, I feel bad for you, right? I feel your pain. Okay? Now, if I feel your pain, the truth is, that's a very high level of closeness. But when I give, I'm doing a little for myself too. I'm alleviating my own tsar, right? So in a way, my giving is also has an ulterior motive. So his idea over here is there are ulterior motives, and he's going to show the ulterior motive in every single human relationship that a person has. Now, I would add another one to this, by the way. Maybe that's the other intent of it, but there are relationships of the chazak to the chalash that people want to control other people. People want to lord it over other people. But we'll see that soon. We need to. I want to get to Avin Benai. Yes. Okay. I thought you wanted to ask. Right.
You know, the empathy thing, that's really like a made up word, because I mean, you cut your finger and I go, ow.
There's a Yerushalmi like that. Yerushalmi Nedarim, you know that?
What?
Yerushalmi Nedarim says that just like there are 10 fingers, and if you cut your finger, right, the rest of your body feels it. Right. It's not just your little finger that hurts. Your whole body hurts, right? So too, when you hurt, I have to hurt. That's a very high level of connection. But that's the ideal of a Jew. A Jew has to feel that way. Has to feel someone else's pain. That's it. There's a famous
sympathy, empathy.
There's a famous story of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He once went to the doctor with his wife, and his wife had twisted her ankle. And he went to the doctor. The doctor says, "What are you here for?" He said, "Our foot hurts." So that's empathy. I don't know if it's made up. I wouldn't say it's made up. Okay. The Aleinu Lehizbainim Ato B'Chamesha Sugi Hametivim Halolam. We have to delve into these five different sugim. Im heim miskavnim lazar lemisha heim metivim loy. Are they mechavein in truth to really help the person? Is that their kavana? Bili kol pnia acheres, without an ulterior motive. Oy sheheim miskavnim lazar la'atzman heim. Are they trying to help themselves? And now he's going to start off with the relationship of a father to a son. And the father to the son relationship is a fascinating relationship. And I think he's going to discuss it, and I'd like to discuss just a little bit about it. V'hine asug harishen ha'ava meitiv l'bnei. Borer, listen to this, shehu miskaven l'toyeles atzma. A person's interest in his child is clearly a self-interest. That's his first statement. His third statement right here. I love my child because he's my child, right? I don't love. I should, right? But it's impossible. It takes such a level to have the same feeling for someone else's child that you have for your own child. Why? Because he's yours, right? Like the famous story: my Moshele, thy Moshele, right? You know the famous story. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a kid crying and screaming, right? You know, and there's a woman screaming, Moshele, Moshele, what happened to you, right? So, I forget exactly the story. Sean Fredron tells the story. You know, it was far away from Meir Shah. They were like a few hundred yards away. And the guy tells the guy, calm down, it's okay. Then he gets closer, he realizes it's his kid. He starts screaming and freaking out. So the guy says, what do you mean? You were just so calm. And he says, the chilek is a dai moishala, my moishala. My moishala, I'm worried about, you know. Okay. But that's, the person is mischavim l'tayel esatzmai. Shaharei haben hu chelek mehaav. The son is a piece of the father. Sif lekach tfua ba'av ava oz l'bnoi. More than that. Now, what does it mean as a piece of the av? Before we get to this last point, a piece of the av is the pshat. You know, we live on this world. You know, Yemeshna said about Shivim Shana, Vimigur Shmanim Shana, Rab Malu Ba'oven, Tishim Shana, 100 years, right? Man knows he's mortal, okay? Man knows he's mortal, and life is finite. Right? Now, part of us, of course, the neshama lives forever. Right? There's nitzchias, there's eternity to a person. The physical manifestation of his eternity is his child, because a child lives beyond. I mean, apitarech hateva lives beyond you. It's your lasting. It's lasting piece of yourself, it's the vestige of yourself that you're going to leave, and he's going to have a child. That's your lineage. That's your that's your future. So your child, the love a person has for a child, the interest he has in his child, whether we realize it or not, is really a self-interest. The noisif lekach tefuah ba'av ava azalivnoi. Not only is it that he's a chelik of the av, but there is a natural love for a child that is so strong that's greater than that could be greater than any other love. V'haraya al kach shareicha av doyeg livnoi. The father worries for his son, but eichel u'mashke v'halbosha yoyisri mashu doyeg la'atzme. More than he worries for himself. And the older you get, the more you're going to worry. And the more you worry about your children. Much more than you worry about yourself. You would rather go through an experience so your child shouldn't go through that experience. A bad experience, right? Person has that. He watches his child from any nezek. The kalbein of lispo v'letreyach v'lesyageya l'man menuchasai. A person will go and toil and make great efforts in order that his child should be comfortable. L'man menuchasai. V'noisif l'kach harei tavua ba'av regesh shel rachamim. Not only does he worry about his child, not only does he like to toil for his child, work for his child, put koichas, tremendous koichas into his child, but he has rachmonis on his child. He feels bad when his child has pain. He feels bad when and he has rachmonis. V'chem lo klapei b'nai. Kirachem ov al banim. U'b'chol zois. Now, he's going to say a very fascinating thing. Now, the truth is, by the way, the truth is that the love of a father to a child is far greater than the love of a child to a father. Right? Because the truth is, the first person who was created never had a father. He only had a child. But I want to talk another thing about Adam HaRishon. After we finish this next point, what he's saying is like this. A father has a natural love. If his child spits at him, he'll do it anyway. He'll take care of his child. His child can be the most rebellious child, and there are people in that we see today. Rebellious children, kids at risk, their parents worry about them. And if it would have been your friend, he'd say, get out of here. What would I say? I don't want to think about it. Right? But a child is always a child. Right? And you should know, by the way, that kids turn around and kids say, you didn't do it for me, you did it for you. It's true. But you still chayev to be makativ. In fact, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, it says, the reason why a person is, overriding reason why a person is mechabed his father, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, there's no relationship that a person is more selfish in, really, intrinsically. Natural love, we'll do it anyway, is not really doing it out of the goodness of his heart. We take care of our kids because we're really good people. We take care of our kids because you got to do that. It's what I want to do. It's not because I'm such a great person, right? Even the nastiest animals, right? The Gemara says why the Arab is treif is because why the Hasid is treif is why because it's only merachim on his own children, not anybody else, right? Says the Chovos HaLevavos, u'bechol zois chayiv habein hein mitzad haTorah v'hein mitzad haSechel, both what is mechuyif to mina Torah and logically. A person's natural inclination is to do good for his son. When he's giving his son to something, who's he giving it from? It's not his, it's the Eibishter's. Ela Michel Hakel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behu rak shliach lahavir es toibas Hakel lebnoi. He's just a shliach. And still, you have to be makir toiv. Because being makir toiv is essential in understanding how much we have to be makatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to leave you with the following thought. Adam HaRishon, in the chet of Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we ate the eights. And what does Adam HaRishon say? Ha'isha shenasatu. She gave it to me. She gave him. It's Chava's fault. Right? It's always the wife's fault. Got to blame the wife. Says Rashi, says Chazal, Adam HaRishon, Gemara Avodah Zarah, is a kafui toiv. Gemara says, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei kafui toiv. They come from a long line of people that deny good. Now, the question really is, was that Adam HaRishon's aver? What was Adam HaRishon's aver? God said, don't eat the fruit. And he ate the fruit. All of a sudden, we have this thing wedged into the story that he's a kafui toiv also. You know, not only he had insult to injury, you know, you divide lekra. Not only did he allow us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's blaming it on someone else. That's not the pshat. The pshat is exactly what we said. If a person could be kafir toiv, he ultimately is kafir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Adam HaRishon wouldn't have had the midah of kfiyas toiv, he never would have eaten the eitz from the eitz hadas. That's what Chazal are telling us. Chazal are telling us the greatest toive that Adam had was Chava. Loi toive yais Adam levada. Loi toive yais Adam levada. Yes, loi yaisu connected. The greatest toive that Adam was given is the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls toive. The toive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The toive. The Isha. And what does he do? He's kafui toive. Chazal are telling us the same person that's kafui toive and Chava, that's how he ended up in the Eitz Hadas, because of the kafui and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, and just a little as an ancillary benefit from this Chavos Avavos, we have to understand that the Chavos Avavos is telling us that with our children and with those that we have to influence, we taka have to be doyek for them, not only for their physical well-being, for their spiritual well-being, not to expose them to those things. We're shluchim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all too often people, you know, people expose their children to things because They're not so makbid for themselves, and they don't realize what they're doing to their children. Those children are our charge. We have to realize that just like we want to take care of them 1 minute, they take care of them totally physically, we have to realize to take care of them spiritually.
Okay. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem next week.